This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Maghav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a visit to Odisha and West Bengal from today. In Odisha, he will join President Draupadi Murmu at Pahadpur village in Mayurbhanj district on the occasion of the President's 68th birthday. The President and Prime Minister will visit Pahadpur and offer prayers at sacred groves, Santali Jahera and Ho Jahera Skill Center and Pahadpur School. Later, they will participate in a program at Rai Rangpur in Mayurbhanj district, marking the completion of 2 years of the Mohan Charan Majhi-led state government. During the program, they will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones of various development projects worth over 47,000 crore rupees. During his two-day visit to West Bengal, the Prime Minister will participate in Paschim Banga Divas West Bengal Day celebrations at Tarakeshwar in Hooghly district today. He is also scheduled to launch, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stones of multiple development projects in West Bengal. Mr. Modi will release the 23rd installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan. India's senior bureaucrat Vivek Agarwal has been selected as the next vice president of the Financial Action Task Force, FATF, for the 2026-27 term. He will succeed Giles Thompson of the United Kingdom. Mr. Agarwal, currently serving as secretary in the Ministry of Culture, earlier headed the Indian delegation to the FATF and played a key role in India's engagement with the Global Anti-Money Laundering and Counter-Terror Financing Watchdog. The decision was made during the FATF plenary held from 17th to 19th June. The Ministry of External Affairs has termed Mr. Agarwal's selection a major win for India. In a social media post, the ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "The appointment reinforces India's relentless focus on combating global terrorist financing networks and dismantling illicit financial systems." The National Testing Agency, NTA, has said that it is fully prepared for the smooth, fair and transparent conduct of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2026, re-examination, which is scheduled for tomorrow. In a statement, NTA said that the exam will be conducted across 551 cities in India and 14 cities abroad for over 22.79 lakh candidates. The agency noted more than 2 lakh personnel, including observers, coordinators, police forces and administrators, have been deployed. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has approved a series of reforms aimed at improving market efficiency, easing compliance requirements and strengthening regulatory frameworks across the financial sector. At the 214th meeting of SEBI held in Mumbai yesterday, the SEBI board simplified the transmission of securities for legal heirs and claimants that are in the name of deceased investors. The decision was taken to introduce a new quick transmission processing category for small value claims to enable faster processing with reduced documentation. The regulator has also enhanced simplified documentation limits, removed mandatory PAN submission in certain cases, and accepted QR code-enabled death certificates to ease verification. SEBI has also approved the reintroduction of open market share buybacks through stock exchanges from 1st August this year with revised timelines and stricter compliance norms. The board has also allowed mutual funds to undertake intraday borrowings to manage temporary liquidity mismatches. The Supreme Court has expressed serious concern over what it described as a deep-rooted nexus between banks, asset reconstruction companies and borrowers, questioning the manner in which large loan defaults are being settled. A bench comprising Chief Justice Suryakant and Justice V. Mohan observed that public money collected from taxpayers is being lent through banks, but effective efforts are often not made to recover these dues. The court said that it was concerned about the misutilization of public money, which should have been spent for the welfare of people. In cricket, the third and final ODI between India and Afghanistan will be played at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. The hosts have already secured the series with a 2-0 lead and will be aiming to complete a clean sweep of the 3-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.